I bring good tidings from the Life Application Service, and I want to say thank you to the leadership of the JCS for having me here. We appreciate you. The worship team were introducing the song, and they said, whatever is your trouble you're going through, trouble is usual or common to life. But Jesus said, in all the troubles is with you. He said, cheer up. You pass through the water, it will not drown you. So that trouble you're going through, you are coming out of it. In the name of Jesus. The trouble Nigeria is going through, we are coming out of it. And Nigeria is going to be better. The good news for you is that you are coming out a better person from that trouble. In the name of Jesus. Please let's open in our Bibles to John chapter 11. Our online viewers, we welcome you, and we trust God that the blessing that is available here, you will receive your portion in Jesus' name. John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick. Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is sick. The New Living Translation says here, him who you love is very sick. Please, let's pause a little. We're familiar with the story of Lazarus. It's a story of sickness that led to death. The sickness was progressive because the first word said Lazarus was sick. In the New Living Translation, in the end of that verse 3, the sister sent a message to Jesus. The one whom you love is very sick. You could see progression from sick to very sick. I don't know what is the problem that you're going through. What the sisters did is what we are doing today. The sisters sent a message to the person who could help. And so my question to you is, when you are in trouble, who do you send to? Please think about that. In this trouble that you are going through, who have you called? Who have you spoken to? Who have you written to? It could be a text message. It could be a call. Who have you called? Ask yourself, who have you called? Have you called Jesus? Have you called Jesus? The sisters called Jesus. When the message got to Jesus, Jesus wanted to use the situation to preach a message. And they said, him who you love. Indeed, Jesus loved Lazarus. When you love your child and you hear a message, you're at work and they call you, mommy, your daughter needs help. What do? You run. That you are at work and it's in the morning, you just resumed and they gave you that message. I'm telling you, I will run. I would tell my Oga, sorry, my child whom I love needs my attention. But what did Jesus do? Jesus was not moved because he's the master and he's the life himself. He's the resurrection, he is the life. Jesus delayed for 2 days more. Jesus delayed for two more days. In verse 6, you say, he says, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Why? Why? The reason is that Jesus told his disciples, it is to glorify God. Because he who is asleep, I will wake him up. So that situation that you're going through, it may be fatal. It may be progressive. It may be delayed. It may be there for so long a time and you don't have hope again. Jesus knew the situation at home because he told the disciples, our friend sleep. And they were thinking that, he wants to just go and wake him up from night sleep. But Jesus knew what he was saying. Jesus knew the extent of the problem. So in that situation you are going through, you may think that nobody knows what you are going through. No. Jesus knows. Jesus knows that it is here. That you've gotten it and it is almost drowning you. He knows exactly what is happening. He knows where the shoe is pinching. So today, he's going to reach out to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you are here and you are ready to reach out to him. Because the title of this message is Believe and See. Believe and see. Believe and see. Where did I get that from? Verse 40 of the chapter 11. Jesus told Martha. He said, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? If you would believe, you would see the glory of God. That is the difference between the solution and the situation. There is a situation of trouble. The difference, what separates that situation and the solution, is for you to believe. Everybody say believe. Everybody say believe. Okay, let's say it like this. I believe. Well, you are not saying it to me. You are saying it to Jesus. I want us to sing this song. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, it's impossible. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Let's rise on our feet, everybody. Lord, oh, please.
What is that? Don't sit down, please. What is that situation that is giving you trouble? In 1 minute, I want to challenge your faith. The situation that you have is not as bad as the situation that we are in today. It's not as bad as the situation of Lazarus. So I don't know what is this Lazarus situation in your life. You have tried all your best, and it is like getting difficult. Present it to Jesus. In 1 minute, just present it to him. Please present the problem. Situations that are progressively bad. It may be a health situation, and it's progressing. You've been going to your doctors and they've been telling you it's getting worse, and they have given you some terminal. Maybe they have given you bad reports. The report of Jesus today is that there's healing. We put a stop to that progression. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Job 7:14, he said there is hope for a tree that is hewn down. At the scent of water, it sprouts back to life. That part of your body, we present it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And the life that was available when he raised Lazarus to dead, breathe upon that situation. Breathe upon that health situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Breathe upon that financial situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Jesus, you are the lily of the valley.
Sweet Jesus, you are the bright and morning.
Please, let's worship Jesus. Let's worship Jesus.
Oh, oh Jesus, you are the mighty man in battle.
Oh,
I call you Jesus.
Jesus,
you are the
let's sit down. Jesus is here. His power is here. Please let us not limit ourselves. I'm encouraging you to stir up your faith. Jesus is here. Let's open in that John 11. We'll jump to verse 39. And we'll read from verse 39. From 38, please. Sorry. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. 39. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said, "Take away the stone." And Martha said, "Lord Jesus, don't you get it? The situation is beyond repair. The situation is beyond repair. The man that was buried is already stinking. The situation is bad." But Jesus said a simple word, "Take away the stone." 40. Seeing what Martha's attitude is, Jesus now told her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" If you believe, you would see the glory of God. If you believe, you would see the glory of God. We shall see the glory of God today in the name of Jesus. In our lives, we shall see the glory of God in the name of Jesus. 41. Then they obeyed Jesus and took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out. He who had died and was stinking came out in obedience to the resurrection and the life. In obedience to the resurrection and the life. This morning, that situation is obeying and is coming under the influence of the anointing of God. The anointing of God is the yoke removing, burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Where Jesus goes, the glory of God goes. The glory of God is a presence, the manifestation of the presence of the person of God. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. The glory of God in this situation is Lazarus that was dead and stinking coming to life. The supernatural happening in the affairs of man. When divinity comes and intervenes in the situation of humanity, that is the supernatural. And so today, I want to enumerate to us. There is a step I saw here. Jesus told them to remove the stone. Do you know the stone? In some of our situation, unbelief. Do you know another stone in some of our situations? Fear. The stone, remove it. The Bible says, I have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but I have received the spirit of adoption, whereby I cry, Abba, Father. So you have to deal with the stone. Which stone are you dealing with? So that is something that we have to do. That's something you have to do. Remove the stone. Remove the stone. Please say that with me. Another stone that you may have to remove is disobedience. One, unbelief. Two, fear. Three, disobedience. Another stone you may have to remove is sin. Sin. Jesus cannot come in to help you if you are living in sin. Jesus cannot come in. He's willing. He's willing. But the stone has to be taken away. The stone has to be removed. That's his instruction. Brethren, today, please remove the stone. You know where you are. You know whether it's fear. You know whether it's unbelief. You know whether it is disobedience. Maybe God has told you to do something in the past and you disobeyed. And you are dealing with the effect of disobedience. Some of us, it is sin. The stone that has to be removed. But do you know one funny thing? For some of us, it is what the Bible describes. He said, abide in me and I abide in you. Some of us are not abiding. And what did he talk about that branch that is not abiding in the vine? He said, it's good for the fire. So the fire you are going through may just be a result of you detangling yourself, separating yourself from Jesus, backsliding. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are, but you know, and Jesus knows. But today, help will enter and will reach unto you in the name of Jesus. I want us to bow our heads because we have to remove the stone. If they had not removed the stone at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus would not be able to call God and say, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. What is the stone? You know it. The Holy Spirit has revealed it to you now. I want us to remove it. Some of us, it is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Remove the stone. Remove the stone. Remove the stone. If it is fear, apply the word of God. If it is unbelief, ask God to help your unbelief. If it is sin, come repenting. Ask for forgiveness. If it is detangling yourself, just ask him, Lord, I have come back to you. I have come back to you. Here I am. Here I am stretching out my hands. Please take my hand. Please help me. I want to love you more. I want to serve you more. Help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, in verse 43, so we're ready now for Lazarus to come forth. I want us to read verse 43 together. Are you with your Bible? So take your phone or your Bible booklet. Let's read John chapter 11, verse 43 together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Do you see the loud voice that Jesus cried? I don't know what is the Lazarus you want to come forth. You. I don't know. But you know it. And I am challenging you now. There is nothing stopping you. There is nothing hindering that miracle. You need to shout and call that Lazarus to come forth by yourself. You need to call that job that you're looking for. That job that you're looking for. Please, sir. That job that you're looking for, call it forth. That child you need, call the child forth. That healing you need. So the ball is in your court now. The ball is in your court. You have to call your Lazarus forth. I don't know if you're ready. If you're ready, you need to stand. And if it's comfortable for you to be on your seat, it's okay. But one thing you should do, please, you will cry. You will pray. If you want to roll on the floor, please do. If you want to jump, please do. If you want to kneel, please do. One thing I know is Jesus is here. Jesus is here. So there is no obstruction again. You have repented of the sin. You've removed the stone. Nothing will stop Lazarus. Because Jesus has called forth Lazarus. But you need to cooperate and come and say, "Lord, this is me. This is my situation. I call my Lazarus forth. I call my job forth. I call my child forth. I call my business forth. I call the contract forth. I call my promotion forth. I call my healing. I don't know what is the Lazarus. Please believe in Jesus, because Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He's reaching out his hands to touch. And he has approved whatever you say. Mark 11, 24 says, when you believe, you receive what you ask for. You receive what you ask for. You receive what you ask for. We have a few minutes. You can cry. Jesus. Jesus is here right now.
He is here to meet your needs
and to set the captives free.
Oh, Jesus is here right now. A Savior
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your head, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your heads, O you gates. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please let's be on our feet. Sorry. Hope I'm not stressing you too much. Please let's be on our feet. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Oh Jesus, you are the lily of the valley. Sweet Jesus,
you are the bright morning star. Oh Jesus, you are the mighty man. Call you Jesus, the master of the world. Oh, sing Jesus, oh Jesus, you are the lily of the valley. We call you Jesus, oh Jesus, you are the mighty. Jesus, you are.
Praise the Lord. I want us to pray for Nigeria. There is death in Nigeria. Let's call forth the glory of this country. There is a problem going on right now. Please let us intercede for Nigeria. We call forth peace. We call forth peace. We call forth peace upon Nigeria. We call forth peace in Nigeria. We command a stop to anarchy. We command a stop to the confusion. We command a stop. To the looting, to the violence. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Nigeria. Pray for the peace of Ibadan. We call forth peace. We call forth peace. Upon the land, Nigeria. We call forth peace upon the land of your state. We call forth peace upon the land of Ibadan. We put a stop today to the anarchy. We put a stop today to the confusion. We put a stop today to the looting. We put a stop today to the violence. We put a stop to the bloodletting. We put a stop today. We put a stop today. Because you said in your word that we shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. You say you have given unto us the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we lose on earth is loose in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We bind anarchy. We put a stop to you today. In Nigeria, we put a stop to the confusion. We release peace. We lose peace. We release peace. We release prosperity. We release peace upon Nigeria. We release peace upon Nigeria. We release peace upon Nigeria. Lazarus was 4 days in the grave. It was an hopeless situation. Many of us think that Nigeria is in a hopeless situation. But Jesus called Lazarus forth. So we call the greatness of Nigeria to come forth. We call the giant that is in Nigeria to come forth. We call the peace upon Nigeria. We call for progress upon Nigeria. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for peace upon Nigeria. We pray for peace upon Nigeria. We call forth the greatness that is in Nigeria to come forth. We put a stop to the anarchy. We put a stop to the confusion. We put a stop to
every form of violence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, O God, for the healings that we have. Please wave your hands and just thank God for the healings. God has given you a new leaf, a new leaf, a new leaf, new body parts, new leaves, and the leaves shall be green. The leaves shall be green in the name of Jesus. The Lord is renewing your youth like that of the eagles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. We bless your name today. We shall go forth and march in prosperity. We shall enter into the breakthrough. The two leaf doors, the two leaf gates that you have opened, we walk into it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. We prophesy that this week is blessed. The month of November is blessed. The month of December is blessed. The Bible says that He crowned the year with His increase. Your path will drop fatness. Your path will drop fatness. As you march forth into the last week of October and to march into November, you shall march gallantly into November and to December. That the Lord has crowned your year with His favor, with His increase, and your path will drop fatness if you walk in His path. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.